Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. I am Father Clint Honkamp, coming to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Wednesday of the third week in Ordinary Time, January 28th, 2026. And the church celebrates today the great Dominican saint, Thomas Aquinas. Our gospel passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark, where he writes, "And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present among the 12 questioned him about the parables. The parable of the sower is often read as a simple lesson about spiritual receptivity, yet it carries a deeper revelation. God relentlessly pursues even the most resistant heart. Jesus describes different types of soils, but what stands out is not the soil itself. It is the generosity of the sower. He scatters seed everywhere, even on ground that anyone else would have called hopeless. In Jesus' time, seed was precious. No farmer would waste it on pathways or thorns or rocky ground. But God is not an economist. He is prodigal with mercy. He refuses to give up on any heart, no matter how hardened, shallow, or divided it has become. He sows where the world would never sow. Why? Because he sees what we cannot see, the hidden possibility of a heart transformed. We tend to hear the parable and imagine that we are either good soil or bad soil. But the reality is more humbling and more hopeful. Every human heart, yours and mine, is a mixture of all four soils. There are places in us where the word takes root easily. There are places where it springs up quickly, but withers away. There are places choked by fear, distraction, or attachments, and yes, there are places that are hardened, resistant, and obstinate. What is amazing is that Jesus tells this parable not to condemn, but to awaken hope. God continues to sow his word even in the resistant places within us. He continues to pursue the obstinate regions of our heart with unrelenting patience. This is grace. Not that we perfectly receive his word, but that he continues to offer it. Jesus ends the parable with the command, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." This is the turning point. He is not asking for perfection. He is asking for openness, for desire, for the tiniest willingness to let the soil be tilled. The gospel tells us that when he was alone, the 12 and others approached him and asked about the parable. That desire to understand, to draw near, to let him explain, was itself a grace. It meant their hearts, though imperfect, were not closed. God can work wonders, even with a small desire for him. As I mentioned earlier today, the church honors St. Thomas Aquinas, whose mind shaped the church's theology, but whose heart was even more astonishing. Thomas is known for brilliance, yet he called all his writings straw compared to the presence of Christ. Why? because Thomas allowed the divine sower to work deeply in the soil of his soul. Not through his intellect alone, but through humility, purity of intention, unceasing prayer, a childlike openness to God's voice. His life is a testament that rich soil is not a personality trait. It is a miracle of grace welcomed with humility. Thomas shows us that sanctity is not the absence of obstinacy, but the willingness to let God soften it. If you have areas in your life that feel unfruitful, if prayer feels dry, if you keep falling into the same patterns, if you feel resistant or spiritually dull, then this parable is for you. God is still sowing, grace is still falling, the word is still offered, the sower has not walked away from your field. And when his seed finds even a small patch of openness, the harvest is beyond imagining, 30, 60, 100-fold. This is not exaggeration. It is the supernatural fecundity of grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, divine Savior, you see every part of my heart, the soft soil, the broken ground, the tangled thorns, and the hardened places. Do not tire of sowing your word in me. Give me ears to hear, a will to respond, and the humility of St. Thomas Aquinas, that your grace may take root and bear fruit beyond anything I could imagine. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others. And if you have time, perhaps invite them to join us here in my hermitage each day when we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.